Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It is bite size today and I have got so many news stories for you. It is action-packed show today. We've got Steven Gerrard news, Jordan Henderson news, Thiago news, Nat Phillips news, Thuram, Lavia, Vega, shares, loads and loads of stories for you today. We're going to start off with the Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson news, and you've probably already seen it. Al Etifak, or Etifaki, I don't know how Gerrard pronounced it in that atrocious video, are ambitiously targeting Jordan Henderson as a big name signing for new boss Steven Gerrard, writes the Daily Mail. Obviously, he's just been named the new boss of Al Etifaki from the Saudi Pro League, and Henderson and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang could be his first target as the new boss. He signed a new 2-year contract to Steven Gerrard. Now, the Jordan Henderson thing is obviously where we're coming into this story from. And I suppose from my point of view, I mean, he's been arguably Liverpool's best captain of the last 30 years. I mean, Jordan Henderson, in terms of as a player, not quite as good as, or nowhere near as good as Steven Gerrard, okay? But I would be absolutely gutted because at his peak, Jordan Henderson was absolutely superb, one of the top midfielders in the country. Steven Gerrard just happens to be one of the top midfielders in the world. And actually, Henderson might have been at his peak one of the top midfielders in the world. He just wasn't the best midfielder in the world like Steven Gerrard. And comparing him to Gerrard isn't really fair. But I personally don't think now's the right time to be getting rid of Jordan Henderson. I think with so much upheaval in the squad, I would want my captain around. I would want him to teach them the ropes. You know, we've just lost James Milner and his presence in the locker room. And to lose Jordan Henderson in the same summer when you're bringing in two, maybe three midfielders, certainly two, obviously, in Szoboszlai and McAllister, to lose Henderson's influence seems a bit mad. And I don't think Jürgen Klopp would like to lose him either. You could lose Jordan Henderson, the player. Don't get me wrong. You've got to improve. You've got to involve. You've got to get better week in, week out, year in, year out. And as far as first team midfielders go, I think you can improve on Jordan Henderson. That's no slight on where he is at this stage of his career. But in terms of a man and a leader and a captain, I'm not sure you can improve on Jordan Henderson. Not right now, not at Liverpool Football Club. I can understand why Steven Gerrard wants to go there and bring Jordan Henderson there. It's because he absolutely wants Henderson to set the standard for him. Be a manager on the pitch, and he knows Jordan Henderson, and that's a massive testament to Jordan. So I really hope that this one doesn't come off. I really hope that he doesn't leave Liverpool this summer. I really hope that he gets to play minutes and in a versatile midfielder role like we've seen with James Milner over the last few years. Another potential out for Liverpool this summer, and it's looking increasingly likely. The talk has really ramped up throughout the day, is Thiago. Now, David Lynch broke something this morning on This Is Anfield and said Thiago's growing. Interest in Thiago is growing. Thiago's finished growing, he's 32. Interest in Liverpool midfielder Thiago is growing as he enters the final years of his contract. Now, one of the clubs that has been mentioned is Turkish giants Fenerbahce. They're being strongly linked with a swoop for him. Barcelona's also been touted, Lynch writes. And then if we move on, James Pearce not long ago has tweeted, Thiago is the subject of serious interest from Saudi Arabia and has already turned down one lucrative offer. His current plan is to stay at Liverpool for the final year of his contract. Remains to be seen whether this stance changes in the coming weeks. And if you dive a little bit deeper into his article, Liverpool have received no bids for him so far. Approach is only being made directly to the players' camp. He's recently turned down a formal offer from a Saudi club and is focused on returning to pre-season training at Kirby this weekend. The 32-year-old Thiago currently intends to stay put for this season, but it remains to be seen whether an improved offer leads to a change of heart in the coming weeks. And I'm assuming that change of heart must be from Liverpool's side of things. If Liverpool get an offer, they might turn round to Thiago and say, listen, now's the time to move on, my friend. Thank you very much for the service. Really appreciate you. Love you, you little magician. We want to get more midfielders in, younger midfielders, fresher midfielders, and it's time to move on. Rather than what seems most likely today, right now, is that Thiago just leaves for free at the end of his current contract. Cash in if you can. It's the one thing that Liverpool have not done very well over the last few years, apart from last season, you know, playing football, is moving players on with a year left on the deal. I'd rather see them leave for 10 million quid. Hopefully he shouldn't be getting loads of game time. He's a fantastic player. And he would improve Liverpool's side if he's fit and available. But if you can get money for him, maybe now's the time to move him on. James Pearce, again, he's had a busy day, hasn't he? Dutch champions Feyenoord are interested in Nat Phillips, who's valued at around 10 million quid. Now, this has got to be a good offer for Nat Phillips, hasn't it? If there is interest and there is a bid of around 10 million quid, he will get Champions League football because they are the Dutch champions, and that's brilliant. He's 26 years old now. He's only played 29 times for Liverpool since his debut in 2020. Five appearances in all comps in 22-23. 10 million quid, fifth choice centre-half, going to a league champion, playing Champions League football. You've got to think that this is a move that maybe Nat Phillips would want. Obviously Leeds are the other side that are interested in him. Benfica tried to take him on season-long loan last year. I think Fenerbahce were interested last year as well. There was approaches from Bournemouth, Burnley, Southampton, but Feyenoord seemed to be at the top of the queue and ready to mount a serious bid for Nat Phillips. And if he goes, I wish him all the well. We'll always have that season, Nat. I love them. I love him. I love the fact that he just gives everything week in, week out. So fair play to him.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I said there was loads to get through today, so it's short and sweet on each of the topics, I'm afraid. Ben Jacobs has been talking about Khéphren Thuram, and he says, understand Liverpool now don't plan to sign Khéphren Thuram following Dominic Szoboszlai's arrival. Talks not taking place with Nice this week. Liverpool have explored the deal and the price not an obstacle. Thuram available for far less than 60 million euros. Lavia is the one to watch. And Florian Plettenberg has said I've been told Kefram Turin is no target for Bayern, no negotiations. Whereas L'Equipe are reporting that Bayern Munich have recently approached Kefram Turin, but it seems like right now that Liverpool are out of the running for Kefram Turin. I mean, I'll be gutted about this one. And we spoke at length on the Originals podcast yesterday, Monday. For anyone who doesn't know what day it is or when I'm recording this, I should say, about how we'd all love, I think, Kefram Turin to come through the door. But it seems right now, and this is backed up by Sacha Tavolieri, that Liverpool are set to focus their energies on a Romeo Lavia deal. I understand talks on players' side are advancing as well as the green lights. Close, but nothing done yet. The ideal projection, Liverpool will be able to get him for the first summer camp with the team. The Reds, that already kept information on the price tags to Southampton, will try to get a deal done for around £40 million, but starting soon with the first bid, certainly lower than that. And David Lynch, again, he's had another busy day reporting for This Is Anfield. Liverpool have ended their interest in Nice midfielder Kefram Turin, which we've just mentioned. This Is Anfield understands the club's recruitment staff ultimately chose not to progress with the move, preferring instead to sign Szoboszlai from Leipzig. The Reds are currently keeping tabs on Southampton youngster Romeo Lavia, who is also being closely watched by Premier League rivals Chelsea and Arsenal. And with any lingering interest in Turin now ended, a firm move for the 19-year-old now appears increasingly likely. So, David Lynch reporting that a bid is increasingly likely. Sacha Tavolieri says that Liverpool are now focusing all their energies on Romeo Lavia deal. Now, we could understand why this would be the case. If you sign Lavia right now, in 2 years' time, he will become one of the homegrown players. So you could use him as your sort of homegrown quota, which is brilliant. It's probably why the price is quite high. If you wait until next summer, then there's a release clause or a buyback clause that comes into effect with Manchester City, so you might be able to, you might be having to compete with Manchester City as well. He's young, he's hungry, he's a good player, and Liverpool seems to have decided that with the signings of Szoboszlai and McAllister, that actually Romeo Lavia is better fit, considering the signings we've made, than maybe Kefram Turin, or it might be down to money. Who knows? So yeah, it's looking likely now. I really thought that Kefram Turin was going to get done. I'm gutted he's not going to get done. I was really, really high on Kefram Turin and still am, much more so than Lavia. I hope I'm proved wrong in the end if Liverpool do decide to sign him. But yeah, it's interesting nonetheless. But it does appear likely now that Liverpool are going to make a bid for him. Quick little story about Gabri Vega. Basically, all the clubs that were interested in him have signed players in those positions. So Newcastle have signed Tonali, Liverpool have signed Szoboszlai. It looks like the Premier League door is now shut. Gabri Vega is one option, seems to be PSG, and a renewal of his contract is back on the table, I suppose. So it doesn't look like, he might be moving this summer, might be to PSG. Unlikely that we'll see him in the Premier League, or he might just stay for another year to see what happens. Liverpool have also been linked with Per Schürrle. Obviously, we were linked with him, I think it was last summer, maybe. But apparently, according to Calcio Mercato, Liverpool actually had a 30 million bid rejected for Per Schürrle. So I've not heard anything about this one, and I'm calling bullshit because I just don't think that that's the case. But it does make me wonder whether Liverpool are going to be in for a defender, and I hope that Liverpool are going to be in for the defender as well as a midfielder this summer. And maybe that is one of the reasons why Lavia is being touted over Turam now, because if you get Lavia for sort of 30-35 million rather than the 50-60 million for Kefram Turam, you might be able to sign a centre half, especially if we let Nat Phillips go for around 10 million quid. You know, there's 20 million quid that you've got to spend on a centre half. If Thiago goes out the door for 10, 15, 20 million, you can add that to the fund. You might be getting up to the £40 million mark. Or maybe Liverpool are just looking to recoup some money towards the back end of this window, get the players in before they get money in. There you go. That has been the news story for today. That is Tuesday, the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to all of our American followers. I hope you're enjoying yourselves today. Loads and loads of news stories there, wasn't there? Thank you so much, of course. We've got the Bobby Doc out. First episode's free on YouTube, of course. Episode 2. is obviously out, available exclusively on redmenplus.com as well. So yeah, if you want to join up as a club captain, you can get 50% off your yearly subscription. Sign up as a club captain yearly subscriber. Use the code Bobby, B-O-W-Y, and you'll get 50% off. Thank you so much, everybody. And I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.